Is it, what do you expect from NBA to organize a historical moment in Africa right now, which is taking place in Kigali?
For sure. First of all, you know, thank you. But also, I want to congratulate you because we're proud of what you're doing. And as we talk about the Basketball Africa League, we want to build a basketball industry. We can see this league becoming, you know, a place where not only the players playing on the court and the coaches can become professional, but also someone like you went to Basketball Without Borders, now working in broadcasting. We need broadcasters to, you know, tell the story, you know, around the world. And we are, in terms of coming back to our thoughts around this first week of games, first of all, you know, really the footprint in terms of these games being distributed in 215 countries and 15 languages all across Africa and around the world is a big first step, you know. So it's about really creating a compelling product on the court, and very, you know, impressive. A lot of these teams, you know, that coming out of the gate, just the, you know, first of all, the talent they have in their teams, and also the discipline and, you know, the level of expertise that I see from the sidelines, from different coaches, from different backgrounds. So I think, you know, it's a good step. It's been a good few days of games, and I can only, you know, see this getting better and more difficult as we move to the playoffs next week. So, you know, it's been a long time coming. As we were set to start in March 2020. And now have to wait all this time. But we used that time to really stay engaged and connected with our teams. We did a lot of work in terms of referee training and building capacity with our teams through some leadership series where we had some of the best basketball minds in the NBA come and exchange with our BAL team, from Coach Popovich to Dwayne Casey, Steve Kerr, and, you know, other general managers in the league who came and, you know, just share their experience, talk about how they build, you know, cultures in the organization, the winning organization that they lead today. And we have very ambitious goals with our league. So this is why, for me, this has been a great start, but we're going to continue to work and to put forth the effort to make sure that this league in a few years is going to be one of the absolute best professional basketball league in the world.
We saw that a lot of Africans have been very shining in NBA. We see a good significant numbers of African players in NBA, and the list going on. I'm pretty sure you are aware of a lot of them, most of them pretty much. And we have also seen that one of the best player, African players right now, did Basketball Without a Border with you, Joel Embiid, which is one of the top center in the United States, a good friend of mine. And also seen that a lot of players in college and high school level that have been inspired by your passion toward this game. We saw the Nigerian teams really have one of the only players in the league, Africa Basketball League, this year to experience playing against teams in the NBA. Do we expect to see on the recruiting side better recruitment for Nigerian team? Because we saw the NBA draft 2020 to top Africans to make it to NBA first round. And the first time in history, six of them was from Nigeria originally. And do you expect to see any change from this team so far from the tournament? Because it's the first time teams trying to figure it out how to come up with a better. Do you think we're going to see any change in the future from teams that have done tremendous good and teams that have done poorly?
Yeah, look, I think it's a start. So obviously, even all of us as a league, we're going to, you know, have a lot of learnings, because there will be so many firsts, you know, in this inaugural season. So, you know, it's going to be, a learning experience on a lot of levels. But as far as just the talent, I think the talent can only improve. I mean, I'm, again, largely satisfied from most of what I've seen. Obviously, there's room for improvement always. As far as Nigeria, I'm not worried, because, you know, even outside of those players you talk about that are in the U.S., you know, really flying the flag, the Nigerian flag and the African flag very high, in Nigeria alone, you know, there is enough talent to really, you know, see an incredible local competition. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to get the local championships going. And I think this team, as you see, that they are, they're just lacking in competition, because I understand that there hasn't been like a formal, local league in like a couple of years for different reasons. But I'm pretty sure they will overcome that and, for next season, come back with a representative that is going to, be among the best, because Nigeria is ranked in terms of international competition from a national team perspective, number one both in men and women. So that needs to translate when it comes to club level. You see Tunisia, and Angola, when you look at US Monastir, you look at Petro, you look at SAP, even IS1, IS2, most of those players play in the domestic league, and they recruited, a few players who are either from the U.S. or other parts. I know that Monastir had a player from Lebanon who is probably the best point guard in Asia, that they were able to attract. But the opportunity here is for the league to retain elite talent from the continent, develop elite talent from the continent, but attract also elite talent from all around the world. So this is why we are excited about the opportunity here to build one of the best professional basketball leagues in the world in years to come.
Well, you mentioned the local, and this is going to give the local players a lot of chance to also prove their talent to the world, because the world will see Africa talent through this BAL tournament. Do we expect to see anything, any surprising recruitment from the NBA toward this league in Africa?
Ultimately, we are looking to grow a basketball industry right here and on the continent. We always know that there is tremendous talent here, and the talent has always been exported. And now we want to make sure that that talent also gets to be showcased on the continent. What was lacking is a platform and like the Basketball Africa League. Now that it is here, I think the trickle-down effect is going to be the much-improved local leagues, because you have to win your national league to qualify for the Basketball Africa League. So I already start seeing that in many countries where clubs are recruiting talent, are getting some locals who are playing in other leagues around the world who just finished university in the U.S. going back home to play in their local league, because for the chance to qualify for the Basketball Africa League, which is a Champions League model. So, I can see improved quality in terms of the local leagues, and this is how you're going to grow the entire ecosystem, because we will run our season, let's say, around 3 months, but then the rest of the time, you want these local leagues to prosper. You want more talent from Africa to have opportunity to monetize their talent right here in Africa, and that's how you're going to build an industry. And it's only going to add to really also the strength of basketball around the world as the number two sport.
Thank you so much, Galo. Amadou, thank you very much. You are Africa proud right now. We all really are shining under the light of the work you have done so for so many young talents from Africa playing basketball. And we'll be in touch and follow up. It's a great pleasure for VOA to broadcast with you.